Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
10 Brazilian dam protesters hospitalized. 10 anti-dam protesters were hospitalized on Tuesday, March 12th, after clashes with police in Rio Grande do Sul state in the far south of Brazil, according to a report from the Brazilian branch of the conservation group International Rivers Network. The demonstrators were part of Brazil's Movement of Dam-Affected People, or MAB, which is engaged in a national campaign of protests against Brazil's hydropower energy policy. The mobilization marked the week of March 14th, the fifth International Day of Action Against Dams and for Rivers, Water, and Life. Four MAB supporters, including two well-known Catholic priests, were injured by police rubber bullets at the Barra Grande dam site on the Uruguay River. The priests were among the 500 people marching to the dam worksite. The six other activists were hospitalized after being beaten by military police who attacked protesters at a public meeting at an electric agency in the state capital, Porto Alegre. Also on Tuesday, MIB led a march of more than 500 people to the site of the Inter-American Development Bank's annual meeting in Fortaleza in northeastern Brazil. The bank plans to finance new dams in Brazil. Other protests took place in 11 states, including Minas Gerais and Mato Grosso, where MIB is camped out in front of the governor's palace to try and meet with state political leaders. MAB protested in Brasilia on March 14th and presented a series of demands to the federal government. The group demanded the government halt subsidies to energy-intensive industries such as aluminum production and instead provide electricity to rural communities. Aluminum companies, including multinationals Alcoa and Billiton, plan to build a series of huge dams in the Brazilian Amazon. Also on last Thursday, a protest in the city of Altamira on the Xingu River, a major Amazon tributary, targeted plans to build Belo Monte, which would be the world's third largest hydropower plant. Opponents say that Belo Monte would only be economically feasible if at least four more reservoirs are built to store water upstream. These dams would flood over 10,000 square kilometers of the Amazon rainforest, affecting indigenous communities and endangered species, the International Rivers Network says. The anti-dam protesters urged the government to provide incentives for improved energy efficiency and energy conservation, biomass and cogeneration, and wind and solar energy. MAB is demanding fair compensation for people who have lost their lands and livelihoods as a result of dam construction. Tens of thousands of families have received either inadequate compensation or no compensation at all and have been forcefully expelled from productive lands to regions with barren soils. MAB is calling on the Brazilian government to support these families with development programs which encourage small-scale farming communities. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Former ELF spokesperson answers 50 more follow-up questions from Congress. Craig Rosebrough, former spokesperson for the Underground Earth Liberation Front, received 54 more questions from U.S. Congress in response to his repeated reliance on Fifth Amendment protection during the February 12th subcommittee hearing on ecoterrorism. Contained within the required take-home test given by Congress to Rosebrough were questions ranging from probes into his personal beliefs to direct inquiries as to his relationship with the Earth Liberation Front. Rosebrough chose to directly answer at least 39 out of the 54 questions. I have decided to answer questions asking for my opinion because I am not ashamed of my personal political beliefs, Rosebrough commented. As I have repeatedly stated, the United States government is the most extreme terrorist organization in planetary history. I would not be honest with myself or the public if I did not acknowledge the desperate need for massive political and social change within this country, unquote. Rosebrough relied on various constitutional rights in responding to the remaining questions. If you want more information, go to the following website, www.protectcivilliberties.com. That's www.protectcivilliberties, all one word, .com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruzef@cruzio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,